2:57 a.m. on the east coast of the United States. I'm in North Carolina. I live on the beaches of North Carolina on the outskirts of a place called the Barrier Islands and the Outer Banks. I know a lot of people in London are awake right now pursuing amazing things. A lot of people on the west coast are awake pursuing amazing things. And a lot of people in New York are awake pursuing crazy things. And I lay here in a bed, listening to a dog bark, and I don't know why. So, I have an inflamed spinal cord and I have to go to work at 8 a.m. Oh, how life tempts us. I thought I'd read you a poem that I have in my head. Anyway, here it is. Of all the times I've lost something important, the most important was true friendship. I've lost a lot of money and lost a lot of people. Most of them didn't mean much. In fact, what meant the most was her touch, was her feeling of never forgetting, of never losing, of never letting me do anything that's abusing myself. Never stopping myself from not achieving, never beginning to become nothing. Just existence, being pure. That resistance of her, it's so hard. Now, like reliving memories in snowy grounds, it's like going through old Facebook messages that you know you shouldn't be diving around in, or even bins of trash that people forage for food in. It's funny because it's fully sustainable to some people, but to others it's looked on as lessening of ego. Kind of similar to how we do when we go back to those things that we do. But for me, it wasn't like that. I was actually just this, a little while ago, going through old Facebook messages and decided to stop. But the interesting thing was I realized why. It wasn't because of a lessening of ego, like the person that sees the man digging in the bin for trash and decides he won't do the same. For me, I realized that I was doing it because of reminiscence, something that was non-existence. Something that was non-existent. And that's just lame, so I decided to stop. But then I thought harder and realized that there's magic, that I've been robbed. Magic and spirit and bright colors that I seek. And I can find those in the rainbow's peak. And if the rainbow peaked in hard times, well, fuck it. As the saying goes, I've gotta get mine, right? And if I've gotta get mine by reading old messages that she left me, well, fuck it then. I'll do just that. I miss you. But my heart's more than it was when I was with you.